Dodgers and Phillies from Philadelphia on Wednesday. Aaron Altair would have a big night. He's up at the bottom of the seventh with the Phillies trailing by two with a man on base facing Ross Stripling.
Fly ball to left field. Altair has done it again. A two-run home run has tied the score at four. Home runs in each of the first three games of the series.
I mentioned when he came on, he has not handled the ball up and in, the fastball, very well at all. Everett Stripling had him one and two. They tried to go upstairs, missed by a couple of feet. And then a hanging curveball. I mean a hanger. Where everybody jumped out of the shoes to try and hit it.
Fly ball, left field, and Tommy Joseph has just given the Phillies a 5-4 lead. A nightmare seventh for Ross Stripling.
It all began in a negative thought where you walk on four pitches. You have a two-run lead. You walk the leadoff hitter on four pitches. That brings the tying run to home plate. There's a hanging curveball, and guess what the pitch was to Tommy Joseph? Another hanging curveball.
Same pitch, same result. End of the line for Stripling, and the Phillies have regained the lead. Garcia delivers. Utley grounds it to first base. Coming home, it's going to be too late. Barnes beats the throw, avoids the tag, and the score is tied at five.
That's the one ball that would be going on contact, and it had to be right near the line. Joseph got the ball. When Barnes came in, the left foot of Knapp, the catcher, blocked Barnes with his hand to begin with. And Austin went past the plate, came back, and touched it again.
The 1-0 to Altair. Fly ball right field. Freed going back at the wall. And he can't get it. It's off the glove. Hernandez scores. Galvis scores. Throw to the plate, not in time. And the Phillies take a 7-5 lead. Fly ball center field. Racing back. Herrera at the wall, and it is caught to end the game. A spectacular catch turned in by Odubel Herrera.
The Dodgers have lost four in a row following a 7-5 defeat in Philadelphia Wednesday. After the game, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts searches for answers.
I think tonight was obviously the leadoff walks got us. I felt good with Ross coming in and that part of the order and his pitch mix, and it really lined up well. But to come in and walk the first hitter, hanging, breaking ball, then it's a new ball game. And I think that he's been victim of that. You look back at his last three, four outings, he's going out there competing. Understands he's got a job to do. It's just not going the right way. We still need him to get going and pitch those leverage innings. And as far as Louis, that part of the order, we've done it all year, and that is a part of the order that he matches up well with. And again, to walk the leadoff guy to start, and a PFP to field it and make a throw to the shortstop. And if we didn't execute, and so unfortunately, they capitalized.
If we ask you about Baez having back-to-back-to-back outings that are non-productive, it's only fair to ask about Ross too. It seems that had happened to him a couple of times, two or three outings as well. What do you attribute to him just hanging those curveballs? I mean, what's going on with him? Is it something mechanical, physical, mental?
I don't think it's physical, and mechanics. I don't think it's mechanical because I've seen some good ones out of Ross, and some ones that get to the dirt. But right there, you have Altair, and I thought it was a right pitch, and he just left it up, and he put a good swing on it. As far as the mental, I think that there is some bleeding into when you don't have success or consecutive outings that don't go well. It could potentially bleed into the psyche, but Ross is very competitive. and very strong-minded. So to what extent, I can't answer that. But again, we have all the confidence in him. We need him to get, you know, where we want to go.
Seager walked out with Neil. Any update on him?
Corey took a ball off his ankle and asked him if he needed to come out of the game. Was adamant he wanted to stay in and take care of it afterwards. So I'll talk to the training staff and we'll see his status for tomorrow.
And Cody kind of rolling that same ankle there in the second. Is he okay?
He's okay. He's okay. I was obviously concerned that it was the same ankle. Hit the bag with his left foot, slipped, and then caught himself with his right, rolled it a little bit. I think it was more of a scare. But for him to stay in the game, I think we're out of the woods with him.
You've been in situations before as a player where you're close to clinching, and the last thing you want to do is maybe try and do too much or get over anxious. Do you see maybe that happening with this team right now?
You know, there might be a little bit of that. We just seem like we're so close to that finish line as far as clinching. But tonight, the energy was really good. It was. And if you look at the at-bats, I thought we took some good swings, just missed some couple homers. I thought we competed to get back in the game, the chase at bat. I thought Austin, you know, on the bases. I thought we did a lot of things well tonight. I thought that Alex threw the baseball really well. So if you're looking at the entire body of work, I thought there was a lot of good things. Tonight, we just didn't get it done on the back end of the game. So that's going to happen. But that team over there, man, to their credit, they're fighting, they're competing, and they beat us 3 in a row.
I was going to say, it's a very young squad with some young players looking to try and maybe do something and maybe get some momentum next year. Can you talk about their fight over the first 2 games of the series?
I think what Pete and his coaching staff are doing with those guys is tremendous. They're an athletic group. They play the game the right way. They play hard. And they beat a very good club and us 3 in a row. So you got to tip your hat. So we got to find a way to win a baseball game. You know, obviously we got Rich going tomorrow, and I know we're going to come with energy, and that's going to be our only focus.
Maeda,
I'm sorry about that. Yeah,
Dave,
sorry
about that. You had four straight wins, kind of getting some positive traction going. Are you surprised at how quickly it seemed to have gone away?
Well, if you look at the one loss, yeah, but I believe that there's some components in these, even these last three games that. For us going forward, I think we can build on. And yeah, no one likes losing. There's a lot of upset guys in there. But for us to kind of look a little bit deeper, the components of the starting pitching, I think is very encouraging. And I think the at-bat quality, very encouraging. So again, it's more of syncing things up. The fielding, the pitching, the pen, all that stuff to win a baseball game. And tomorrow, that's our goal.
Philadelphia goes for a 4-game series sweep on Thursday with Mark Leiter pitching against Kenta Maeda of the Dodgers.